Cranky isn't cranky anymore. Alyssa's cranky.
You know what I want to see in the forest? I want to see a unicorn. Want all you want. Wish in one hand, but poop in the other.
I'm just going to start filling myself with being the same one on this broadcast. Well, hello, 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 fellow addicts. Welcome to Addicts Live. Happy November, everyone. But don't let the calendar fool you. It's still Halloween in Springfield, as our pocket-sized Springfields have always avoided the pesky things like calendars. So for those who don't know, I'm Alyssa, your resident head addict, one who's had a fairly interesting week, and one who quite honestly just reaffirmed, and one week, honestly, that just reaffirmed my hatred for Halloween. So, you know, it's been a fun week. Joining us on the show this week, as always, the resident cranky old guy, Patrick. Patrick, who caused quite a bit of controversy in the last week. Apparently, Patrick, no matter how long you've been with us, now you still find a way to piss people off. So.
Yay. Now, it's interesting. Is it? I'm going to start wearing a lightning rod on my head. I think that's really the key. And so what we figured out is that anytime you write about donut farming, you better be writing from a bunker, period. Just be in a bunker, be shielded. There's no way anybody's going to be convinced either way. But to the point, just to get it out and out in the world, the posts have all said that I am becoming a believer in Safi farming. And we have Safi here as a way of proving that Safi exists and that there is a way to do it that isn't completely obsessive. However, as we say that, Safi is probably Safi farming right now. He told us that he couldn't be on the call for another 3 minutes because he was tapping. He woke up late. Is that true, Safi?
I'm not actually farming right now. I am clearing and setting everyone to task. I want to make sure I can unlock Lord Monty more than Dracula.
Okay.
So, be quick to start farming this morning, but maybe later today.
But I guess just to make the point so we can be done with this conversation in some way, shape, or form. Your version of farming is to do it when you need to do it. It's not a 24/7, always ongoing way, right?
Whenever I have time for it, not necessarily when I need to do it, but yeah, whenever I have time for it, I don't, set my clock to 4 hours a day. Usually I'll do it once, maybe twice a day.
And I get it. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I get it.
So
okay, move on.
So I guess I should add for those who don't know that we're happy to have the one and only Super Safi on the show. Ooh, who does not wearing headphones? Who's getting feedback? One of you is getting feedback. This is fun. Safi is the calm in the sea of chaos around here lately. So we're always happy to have Safi with us. And unfortunately, the fuzzball. Ooh, see, somebody's got feedback. And it's not me. I have headphones on.
Safi.
Nope. Sorry.
Do you have headphones?
I can get headphones, yes.
This is good podcasting, guys. You won't hear it, but we're getting playback from Safi's end. Well, everybody watching will hear it, because it's on the thing. I don't think the phone does it. I think it's just the computer.
Yeah.
Okay. So unfortunately the fuzzball had to work this morning. So he's not joining us, but hopefully we'll get him back next episode. So while we're waiting for Safi to come back with some headphones, and I interrupted his tapping for that. As a reminder, remember this is meant to be interactive. So ask your questions, share your comments, and let's get going. So we're in the home stretch, the final countdown for the Treehouse of Horror event. And I feel like, as with all events, by the time you reach the end, you're just ready. Ready for it all to end, ready for something new to happen. And I think it's safe to say many of you, myself included, are having these thoughts. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. For fear of being called a curmudgeon, yes, I was done last time. I was done with after the last update. Yeah.
Yeah. Bored. Yeah, it's It's been I just think it's just all events. They're just too long. We've gone over that a lot. It's just 6 weeks is too long for an event. It's just too much repetitiveness. Safi, that's way better. It's just too much when events are 6 weeks. I think we need to cut them down. 4 weeks should be more than sufficient for an event.
I agree. Yeah, 4 weeks is a good amount of time. One of the other games I play does have 4 week events, and it seems pretty fine. They usually do like four acts, one per week. But yeah, I find that I don't get too bored by that. So I got to say, this third act, I'm loving the prizes, and I am loving, all the little side things.
So yeah, I mean, this is the twist that I anticipated when I read the files when the event started that I hinted about last Addicts Live, and I think I mentioned it in a couple posts. The Lord Monty Morton, and I like it. I know for some people it's the same thing, just a different way, but it's different. It's another element to it. The dialogue was actually pretty funny. They even Bart added, you know, they just can't let things die in this game. Let's just end it now. So, it's pretty good, a pretty good addition towards the end of the event. I like these boss battles. I like things like that.
Could we just clarify for anybody that hasn't figured it out yet that the three times is three complete cycles. It's not three attempts.
Yeah, so, okay, so I'll just clear this up for everyone.
Let Safi do it.
All right, so in part one of the Vestige, you have to defeat Lord Monty Mort in a training mode, so just four hearts once with your characters. In part two, you're again in training mode, so you'll have to defeat Giant Lord Monty Mort with your beast four times. And then in part three, that's where you have to defeat Lord Monty Mort three times. And then to do that three times, you have to defeat Lord Monty Mort 15 hearts with your characters and Giant Lord Monty Mort with your beast 15 times. And when you do both of those, that's once. So you have to do that three times. So it does take a while. So we're talking about over 5 days of tapping for premium players and over 10 days of tapping for freemium players.
Yes, it's a lot. It's a lot to do. Plus, because you got to wait the 4 hours from the reset. It's intentionally done like this,
right?
So that it is long. But that's honestly, if you played other games, that's kind of normal for other games that have the same things. So I don't know. It's kind of the same.
Can you hear me?
We have a special guest this week, and it's not Riley. Yeah,
no, that's my nephew. Sorry.
No, that's fine. Doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me.
I feel like I need to go find a small child just to keep up. Anybody in the bed and breakfast here that's got a small child?
Yes, Patrick is joining us remotely this week from his little staycation. He graciously interrupted his little trip to join Addicts Live. So we're happy to have him. You know, and hopefully his Wi-Fi stays up. I know I'm happy to have him. I can't speak for all the readers. I know Patrick's pissed off quite a few people this week, and maybe, Pat, maybe you should just blanket apologize to everyone that you might have offended this week. Everyone.
Yeah, I think pretty much I've offended everybody in some way, shape, or form. So we'll just leave it at that. We'll just, you know, it's like, okay. I mean, here's the deal. There's this one of my favorite scenes in Up in Smoke, I think, with Pee-wee Herman. I don't know if you remember that movie, where Pee-wee Herman's notorious for leaning in and saying to Cheech and Chong, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry." And then he leans his head and says, "I'm not sorry." Well, that's kind of how I feel. I'm mostly sorry, but at the end, I'm not really sorry. So let's not pretend. No, actually, let's be honest about it. When you go into something apparently as divisive as donut farming, which is apparently the single most divisive topic in the entire game, apparently, that's where we're going. We have now established that. It's not anything else. It is donut farming. It is the most divisive. It is the most tribal of all topics you could open up. When you go into that, there is no way you're going to win a conversation. And that I have learned that. This is good. There's no There's no common sense involved.
Okay.
So there you go.
So let's not.
Sorry for learning that.
Let's not spend another.
No. I'm just
talking
saying.
About donut farm.
We have figured that out. Thank you, donut farmers, for convincing me that it's a futile conversation.
All right. Everybody, if you have a complaint about Patrick, I advise you to direct them to Patrick. Because
please.
Listen, Frankie, I can only handle so much stress in a week.
@gmail.com.
There you go. CrankyOldGuy067@gmail.com.
Please.
If you have a complaint about
plug
Patrick.
My inbox.
But I'm warning you, if you email Patrick to complain about him on his email, I have no control over that.
There we go.
But if you'd like to complain about
it, at your own risk.
Please do so then. All right, let's talk about real quick. Let me get into this poll question because this is an interactive show, as I said at the top. So take a minute, fill out the poll question below us here. It's something we're going to talk about after we kind of get through this little Halloween discussion. The question is, do you think the end is near for TSTO? Yes, it will be over. I'm sorry, your answers are yes, it will be over before the year is up. Yes, but probably within the next 6 months. Not near, but soon. The game will go on as long as the show is running. And nope, this game will never end. So take a second, answer the poll question, let us know what you're thinking, share your thoughts in the comments. We're going to talk about this in just a minute because we'll get to why we're going to talk about this as well, and it has nothing to do with what we're thinking. All right, let's finish with Halloween since we're in the third act. Final thoughts. I should probably stop calling it Halloween. The final thoughts on the magical event. Overall, worst event ever. Good event, solid event, C, A, B. What do you guys think?
Nah, it wasn't the worst event ever. I mean, it wasn't even close to the worst event ever. But it was lazy. It could have been so much more. As they've kind of proven in this final chapter, it could have been so much more. And that's kind of, I'll just leave it at that. It was not great. It wasn't bad. It was eh. It was just a lot. It was 6 weeks of crazy. Boring.
I think the worst event ever, I still think holds true to Easter for those of us who were around for it. I enjoyed it because of the characters they introduced. I did think they added new fun characters, but the concept behind it and how you actually got the characters was awful, and it was difficult, and not everyone could get everything. And
yeah, it was terrible.
That was a rough event, but
the wheel.
This one strikes me as a normal TSTO event. I think the reason why so many people were disappointed, and I've said this several times already, is because it's Halloween. And this event didn't feel like a Halloween event. It didn't seem like it was a Halloween event. It seems like usually they put a little more effort into Halloween. And usually Halloween is the event that EA uses as its flagship to dictate how they're going to run the next several events over the next year. And this one wasn't. This one was basically the same stuff we've seen, same pattern, same everything. Repetitive crafting items. Prizes were okay, but they were eh. And it just was
a
not.
A lot of retreads. A lot of retreads. Yeah.
But that's normal now. I mean, it's the game's been going on for 5 years. I mean, you're going to get it's so easy for them just to throw out, you know, old, new, existing repetitive content because there's only so many. Only so many buildings they can introduce each year for Halloween. So why not add 30 more buildings that they already introduced as well for people who didn't get it? I get that.
Right.
But I think this event would have been, I feel like this event's probably a C-, in my opinion. I think it would have been a B or a B- had it been in June, like I said. I just think most people are disappointed because it's Halloween and it's not, this is not Halloween.
Where's the candy? That's what I want to know. Halloween is candy.
Listen, I have a full thing of full size candy bars that you are welcome to have because we were not home on Halloween, so we had no trick or treaters. Fortunately, my house did not get egged.
That's right, I forgot about that.
So I have a whole big thing of full size candy bars if you'd like them, Patrick.
okay. We already went through the leftover fun size that are like now the size of
your fingernail.
Yeah, it's like an M&M size Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. It's really? How'd they do that? Why'd they even wrap that up?
I know which one you're talking about now. Saf, what do you think?
So, yeah, I agree with you guys. I feel the dialogue was a little weak. The concept was a little weak, especially initially the first two acts compared to the previous Halloweens. But I really am enjoying this act. I got to say they've stepped it up. Love the prizes. Love all the Lord Voldemort. They've introduced a lot of characters this time around. Slithers, Dracula, Lord Voldemort. We got our beast involved finally. So, I mean, initially it was just one thing for the beast to do. Be released over and over and over and just get 60 lawn chairs or whatever those things are. So it's nice to kind of have them do something else. It's not my favorite Halloween, but I still think there's a lot of good potential stuff that they could do for future Halloweens, and hopefully they'll straighten the ship out going forward.
They'll learn from their mistake. I think one big mistake with this event was I like that you can get prizes from the trolls, but I don't like that it's four prizes and you get the same prize every time. So by the end of this event, people are going to have like 50 of the same thing. I think that they should have capped it. Now, there's some stuff people want a lot of. I get it. But some stuff, it's like, what are you going to do with a million of you know, stripper poles? So,
right.
You know, so I think that neighbors more.
Oh, here we go. Hold on a second. Just to prove that I'm at a B&B, there's a deer walking right through the backyard. Hello, deer.
And he's in Oregon, so no one will be pulling out a gun to shoot it. Don't worry.
That's true. Not this time of the year.
So, yeah. So I think that was a bit of a mistake with this event. Even if this event was in June, I think that had they waited and done this in June and then capped those prizes, probably would have been a better thing, because some of the other prizes, okay, they're not the greatest things in the world, but I do love that they're adding these free land tokens as a prize now, because that's a big help to a lot of people, because some of that land, I mean, certain areas of land is like 2.5 million. So I like that even somebody like me that doesn't donut farm and I don't do a lot of things with my cash, you know, I appreciate that I have the free land tokens so that I can use my cash for, say, Road to Riches instead. So I like
it. It has created a weird shape Springfield for me, though, because I use those tokens to buy the most expensive piece of land. I'm calling it the Billionaire's Peninsula right now, because every one of them was like $3.5 million. So.
Yeah, I got that going on too. In my corner, there's a little nice little Billionaire's Peninsula. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I've actually just been saving them because I have so much open land right now that. Because I finally got all my stuff figured out where I wanted it to go. And now I have this big chunk of open land, which most honestly for me, guys, I'm sorry. My plan for a lot of this magical stuff was I was going to put it on a boardwalk, because I noticed all the stuff could go on the boardwalk. I was like, oh, great. I'll put like a little area of the ocean where I can make like a little magical area. And then it's really like not in Springfield and it's really, truly a magical place. Unfortunately, because of the boardwalk caps, I don't have enough boardwalk tiles. Even though I'm using the submersible, I still don't have enough boardwalk tiles. So pretty much all this stuff is going to go in my inventory, because I don't care enough. I'm not into this stuff. I'm sorry.
I actually built a little, you know, it's kind of a more of an homage to our trip this summer for me. It's like, we went there. That's kind of cool. That was fun. But yeah, to that point, my Billionaire's Peninsula there is rapidly becoming the place where I throw like the prehistoric stuff. I mean, things that are just clearly way out of place. You know, no, I'm sorry. At no time was there a pterodactyl sitting in Springfield. Sorry, wrong. So anyway, that's where that stuff's going. I like it. I think it's cool. That treehouse thing from that event is one of my favorite decorations. I think it's really cool. But it does not fit anywhere that makes any sense unless you have an amusement park. So anyway, it all sits out there in Billionaire's Peninsula.
And go ahead, Saf. Sorry.
Sure. I've been collecting a lot of the magical school's walls and gates and towers. And I've already planned it around this Christmas time. I'm going to do a full nuking of my Springfield.
Wow.
And I'm looking forward to building a whole kingdom again.
That's a bold statement. Nuking is always bold.
I would never do it again.
Able to go there.
I did it. I nuked my Springfield. Maybe we should have a whole conversation about this, but I nuked my Springfield back in 2013, before I started blogging. I didn't nuke it because there was no nuke button. I literally stored, and this was when you had to store one thing at a time. I literally stored every single thing and rebuilt my Springfield. I will never do it again. Ever. Yeah. They have that move tool. I'll make moves, but I'm not. No.
Yeah. You know, this might be a topic for another live thing, because I do think that it's not as divisive, obviously, as some other topics, but some people clearly, you know, I myself have issues that my original Springfield stuff I did back in 2012, I really liked what I did. It's almost like a museum to, you know, to the game on some level. So it's hard for me to blow it up.
But
anyway.
Seth, what were you
going to
say, Seth?
No, I was going to say I did my nuking about 2014. I'm almost done tapping, guys. I'm really sorry. But yeah, my Springfield, it's the monorail.
Staffy spends way more than 30 seconds in his game a day.
Yeah, there you go.
I enjoy the game. See, that's the biggest thing that I have. Like that conversation that came up about trying to spend as little time as possible, I enjoy it. So, I mean, I don't see the rush of.
Okay, I did reply to that last night, but I'll reply one more time just so everybody gets it and stops going down that road. I enjoy the game, obviously. I've been playing it since 2012. What I'm talking about is the difference between going in and grinding down or doing something in a grinding mentality, which is repetitive action, right? And actually taking time to design and do the stuff you like to do. I'm fine. I totally get it. Different people play different ways. I'm fine. So I still like the game. Swear to God, I like the game. It's why I play the game. It's why I blog about the game. I like the game.
Okay, right, let's move on. Go.
I wasn't picking on either, but yeah. Yeah, so I did a nuking back in 2014. And yeah, it is definitely challenging. But when your Springfield becomes such a mess, sometimes it's easier to just nuke than it is to, like, everything since that event is kind of just in a giant pile in the top corner. So to integrate all of that just by rearranging would take as much time as it would to nuke and start from scratch. I mean, there's a lot of people to maintain with from each act. I think No,
I've successfully, because I do that. I stick everything from an event in front of Patrick, because he's always made fun of me for doing this. Same with Joe. I take everything from an event and I throw it in one place. And then I'm always like, my Springfield's a mess. I have to work all this stuff in. And I had that stuff like that from, I had Rommel Wood sitting in the front. I had the airport stuff. I had the spy stuff. I had so much stuff right in the front of my Springfield. Finally, I worked it all in and I made everything off it.
Yeah.
Everything fit.
I tend to go with segments. I mean, kind of like I described, where some of this stuff is so clearly kind of non-canon in reality that for me, I mean, again, my Springfield always to me is, I want it to be a place I would live in. It needs to be realistic enough. So I do take stuff. If I like enough of something, I will find a way to make it part of what I'm doing. But it's on the periphery. For the most part, except for the rock stages. I only kept two of those, but I put them next to the dump and the airport, which is still my homage to Woodstock 2.
So I think one of our coming up Addicts Live, we'll talk about to nuke or not to nuke and some design ideas. I think this could be a good look, guys. Everybody's witnessing us have a brainstorm session about what to talk about on this show.
All right.
You're welcome. I will also make an announcement. And this week I'm going to put up a show off post for announcement for Magical Halloween, so that when the event ends next week, when the event ends on the 14th, we'll do a show off for it. So be prepared. So those of you who are watching this, you know a show off's coming. I'll put up the post probably. I usually do it on Wednesday. I'll probably do it Tuesday, just so you guys have an extra day. Let's take a couple of reader comments about the event, and then we'll jump to our next topic, which really was supposed to be the main topic of this. Podcast.
Sorry.
Charles says maybe EA is just allowing all Quickie Mart farmers to catch up before starting something new, probably after Halloween. And Renee adds, other than remembering to go tap, there is no strategy. Tap, 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 wait, repeat. Not thrilled with Act 3 prizes, so not caring too much. I feel like that's all events, though. Like, whenever they add strategy to stuff, I feel like people complain. Like, If you want to talk about a good strategy event, that was Easter 2014. That was probably the one event you needed the best strategy for, because some people were blue eggs, some people were pink eggs. You had to swap your eggs with your neighbors. You had to collect your eggs. You had to convert your eggs to gold eggs. You had to do all kinds of stuff, and do it smartly so that you can unlock the most prizes. And I think that everybody hated that.
Then it was also randomized by the wheel. There was a lot of stuff that was weird. We ended up having to break through to find out that there were three separate algorithms, three different things going on that were supposedly random, that mm-hmm. were not random at all. And it depended on what profile you got thrown into. So that was really complex. That was insane.
Yeah. So, all right, well, let me just make sure no one else has anything to say about Halloween. I'm actually kind of surprised we don't have more people griping about Halloween, but
you're too busy writing me nasty emails.
Maybe. Happy Tapper. Hi, Sam. Does add, completely forgot that it would be an hour earlier than usual due to daylight savings. Pleasant surprise. This week, in, I don't know when your daylight savings time in Canada is. You follow the US, Saf, or do you do a different one?
Yeah, I think the US follows us.
that's why Congress, you know.
I'm fine with that.
So, yeah. Tomorrow is, tonight, 2 a.m., is daylight savings time. It ends here in the U.S., so we're going to fall back an hour. So that's your reminder for everybody watching. If you're in the U.S. or Canada or anywhere else that does daylight savings time today or tonight, I guess technically tomorrow morning, set your clocks back an hour, because tomorrow this time will be 11:30, not 12:30. So the next episode of Addicts Live, for those of you in the U.K., you've already had that fallback. The next episode will be at the same time you're used to it being. So this week's just
that. Did we lose Safi?
No, I'm here.
Oh, he's still here. He's just tapping.
I am about done. I'm just going to synchronize and then put this guy away.
All right.
I had a weird screen thing come up. Anyway.
Actually, Ebron adds, at the beginning of the year, I started turning all my new land into an inland sea, and all non-Springfield stuff now becomes a series of... I can't even say this word. Sorry, guys. With my degree in English is not helping me. Thanks, Ebron. With their own themes, and the stuff that fits into my town gets a home in town, and the stuff that doesn't gets an island. So basically has this series of islands. All right. So let's jump into our hot topic, our main topic. I feel like we're on the view where I keep saying hot topic. The other day, we had a comment from a reader who likes to be a catalyst. It's not the first time. It's not the last time. Who made a comment that said, the game is done. This is the last event. They won't do another event. The game will be pulled before Christmas. Of course, yeah. My response to him was, you're wrong. And it's not the first time you've been wrong. And that was that. But it did get me thinking, because every time there's an event that's kind of lackluster, we get a lot of people that say, the game's ending. It's going to end. They're out of ideas. They're this, they're that. I actually get a bunch of people that say this to me on Facebook as well. So I figured, let's talk about it. Let's see what everybody's opinions are, what everybody's thoughts are. For the record, I don't think any of the three of us think the game is ending. And I know Wookie doesn't. No. We don't think the game's ending anytime soon. I think this game will go on at least until the show is over. I know once upon a time, back 4 years ago, Patrick thought the game was going to end. Soon, too.
Yeah,
I remember those conversations, him telling me that, and me saying, you're wrong.
Those had more to do with their server problems. Yeah. That they were having some huge problems with servers at that point. Yeah.
So, it's still here 4 years later, 5 years later. The game's still around. It's still existing. I think people still enjoy the ease at which to play this game. So, I think EA maybe needs some new staff, but I don't think the game is ending anytime soon. So let's talk about it. I mean, do you guys share that same opinion that you think the show kind of dictates when the game will end? Do you think the game will end after the show? Do you think the game will just continue on and on and on? What do you guys think?
I'm more
I think the game will continue.
go ahead, Safi. You start. I'm coming from a different angle, probably.
I think the game is kind of tied to the show, and that the game will go beyond the show. I don't think there's much likelihood of the game stopping before the show ends. I feel like, yeah, they will try to keep it going beyond the show, but maybe not have as frequent events and maybe space that out to the point where we only get maybe two or three events a year, a couple of years after the show ends. One of the bigger questions, though, is how many people will continue to play, because what they did, they brought in a big chunk of the main characters all at once, kind of like you in the earlier levels, you were getting one or two really well-known characters or buildings per level. So now with the issues with new events, there's still tons of content, but the stuff that you're introducing to the game is stuff that was in the show for like 2-3 seconds. I think some of the where did that come from posts that I covered for Wook, like there were buildings that were on TV or like characters that were on the show for like less than 5 seconds. So
well, the beasts, yeah. The primary beasts, as I wrote about, were literally on screen for 5 seconds.
That's true. Where did that come from? Yeah, where did that come from? I believe 5 of the 8 beasts were only from the opening credits, like from the Cubs gag or the opening scene. So, yes,
but
you're going to have a lot of characters like that.
If I may interject, they've been doing that forever, since at least 2013 when we got the eggnog bar. I remember it was a big pretty sure it was the eggnog bar I'm thinking of. There's a big thing about how the eggnog bar wasn't in the game. And I remember, Pat, because Ryan actually said this. Him and Joe had this whole conversation about how EA just made this up. And it was a reader who actually came to us and said, no, that was in the show. It was like a second. And it was, this is all the way back to 2013. It's just a simple shot of the Simpsons driving to get a Christmas tree, and they pass the eggnog bar. And boom, the eggnog bar's in our game. So they've been doing it forever. I think they just try to do that to find stuff that works with their theme. So I think they have – I think what they do is they find a general character or idea that they want to do. So in this event that we're on right now, the magical event, they decided they wanted to add Angelica Button to the game. So they said, okay, well, what can we pull from that episode? They found stuff they could pull, and they said, okay, what can we pull to continue to make it work? Because you need – in this case, we have – 3 prize tracks. There's 15 real prizes per track. There's 2 stuff that's just event currency and a land token. So there's really 7 prizes per track, but there's 2 that are not anything. So you have 15 prizes per track, plus you need at least some crafting items. So that's a lot of content that they have to come up with. And there's only so much, plus they have premium items, that they have premium items for each act. So that's kind of why it tends to be a hodgepodge, and then they see something that flashes by and you're like, okay, that could work. So that's my own 2 cents on that.
Yeah, I mean, to that point, the reason, I mean, without circling back the wagon, part of the reason this update didn't work for me is that one of the main prizes is a retread that made no sense at all with the whole Harry Potter thing at all. So at least, if you're going to be lazy, at least do what Alyssa just said and bring together all the characters and all the things that all have common sense and have continuity.
You talk about Werewolf Flanders?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that said, my belief is much more pragmatic than that. This is a business. EA makes money. Gracie makes money. Fox makes money off of this game. As long as this game continues to make net profit, meaning they don't have to invest anymore into the game, whether it's servers or programmers or whatever, then, you know, then exceeds what they're making in net profit to deal with it and having support people and all the other crap that they have to deal with, they're going to keep the game going as long as it's making money. So to that point, I think that what we're seeing is that they are sub-farming a lot of the programming out to third-party sources that are much less expensive, probably not as creative, not as well funded to take the time to build a killer event so that they can continue to make more money. So I think it's going to keep going. I mean, we know that.
So Charles,
go ahead.
Since you're talking about this, Charles brought up a point. I don't know where he got this stat from. I don't know if he's an EA stockholder or he's at a shareholder meeting. I don't know. But it says, Charles adds that EA is earning $32,000 a day for TSTO.
Yep.
Whether that's accurate or not, I don't know. But $30,000 a day is a lot
that.
Of money.
You can get that right in the quarterly. We used to pull that all the time. That was something on the old blog that we used to pull every quarter, was we would go into the quarterly report from EA, which you can do. It's right online. And you can get in, and it actually breaks out how much money they're making from online gaming and which games and what their profit is. They make loads of net profit on this thing because it doesn't cost them anywhere near even $10,000 a day to keep this game up. Not even close.
Well, that's it. So they're making $32,000 a day.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. I mean, that's a lot of money to say, okay, well, we're not going to make this game anymore.
That's net profit. That's after expenses. That's net profit. So, yeah, that's a lot of money.
Now, how much net profit were they making back in 2013? So that, I'm pretty sure that number is going down.
Oh, yeah, it is, but so is their cost. That's the point. That's the beauty of something that's basically running on legacy servers and using cheaper and cheaper programmers. You can keep something going for a very, very long time once you've got the hierarchy put together, which they do. They have all their legacy servers in place on this thing. It's not difficult to do.
So
we'll see.
Maybe that's an interesting thing to look at, Pat. Maybe that's a post idea that you maybe won't get yelled at for if you do do a post and look back and see, because I know you have that information from back in the day. So see what the decline is, because you're right. The stuff doesn't have to, they don't have to spend as much to make the game, especially when I would say, I'm not going to say more than this, but I would say 50% of the content for every event is a repeated item. So they literally just have to put it back in the game. It's already made. It's already done. It's already animated. I don't think it's more than 50%. It might be less than 50%, but I think that's a fair assessment depending on the event. So on average, 50%. This event seems like a lot more than 50%, but Christmas probably will feel like that too, because the holidays, they tend to just bring back a lot of the same stuff. But
yeah. I mean, what's ironic is that most of the art part, the actual building the elements, is done by a very, very, very small team. We met one of the guys at the opening of the Springfield mural, when Yardley Smith came and did her thing. And he was actually the guy that painted the mural, was involved with painting the mural, actually was one of the guys that designed up to that point a ton of the individual elements for the game. So there's not a lot of, team expense to do this stuff. And I think it gets, for EA, it really, I don't want to open up this can of worms.
I can tell you, because we know.
We have to have enough people spending money, and not getting free donuts, not doing whatever, for the thing to work. Otherwise, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. If everybody's playing for free, then, hey, there's no reason to keep it alive. So that's a bigger question.
Mm-hmm. So the we do know that, like, we interviewed one of the animators for the game on our site a couple years ago. EA actually asked us to pull it down because they didn't like that people knew who was animating their game. But they do outsource a lot of their animation stuff. They hire outside firms to do it. So that generally is cheaper than paying a staff person to do it, because when you outsource something, you don't and I say outsource, I don't mean they outsource it out of the country. I mean that they outsource it to another company to do it. So they don't have to pay those people health benefits and all that. They just pay a fee. And that's one thing to keep their costs down for something like this.
Right.
I just want to go over what the readers thought about in the poll. So the poll question again was, do you think the end is near for TSTO? Thank God you guys responded the way I thought you would, because if we were all doom and gloom here, I don't know that I would survive another week. So the first one says, 60% of you said not near, but soon. The game will go on as long as the show is running, which is generally our opinion as well. About 25% or so said, nope, this game will never end. And about 12%, 11.5% said yes, probably within the next 6 months. And 3% said yes, it'll be over before the year is up. Okay. So what I think in general, most of you are thinking along the lines of as we are. just want to take a couple reader comments on this as well to get everybody involved. So CJ Martin says, the only reason I think the game could end before the show is that the story slash events have clearly declined in quality over the year, over the past year or so. I think the first event I really didn't like was the Christmas event last year. This year's Halloween event, in my opinion, is worse than the last one. Lately, I find myself more interested in the ongoing Futurama event. Robbo 4650 says, you know what is really frustrating? All too frequently, we see tappers hear or see somebody suggesting / commenting it's the end of TSTO. The more we chat about it, EA will pull the plug because they most probably read our posts. I love the game. I think maybe if you are bored with the game, then suggest an overhaul or a new type of download that will infuse / re-engage players once again. It is time for TSTO players and EA to band together to make the game great once again and possibly bring in new players as well. Do what's right by the game and stop condemning our game to die. I don't know if you're referring to me because I'm not condemning it to die or just in general.
It's probably me.
Everything's Pat's fault. Everything. Tracy adds, the end is near is only true immediately after someone starts walking away. Which is generally tends to be a lot of people that comment that they're saying the game's going to die have already also added to their comment, I stopped playing. Well,
okay. That's weird. Why are you here? I mean, I'm sorry. Anybody that stopped playing the game and still comes to the blog to comment.
They like my witty jokes.
That must be it.
They miss my cheesy jokes.
Look, here's a really easy solution. And this is one of those things that is counter to everything else we've talked about this week. If you want the game to exist and you want it to continue, then just put into your budget $5 a month. You're going to buy $4.99 worth of real donuts with real money. And if everybody did that, the game would go on forever. They'd figure out a way. Trust me.
It's
a matter of economics.
And then Sam adds, when you say will the game end, do you mean the whole app will be unavailable or just big updates will be stopped? There's still a whole lot of content to choose from. I personally feel like they've gradually built a need amongst the tapping community to have updates straight after update. So I just think they'll slow down on updates and have less updates per year so we only get necessary updates with wanted and necessary content.
That's not the way you do that stuff.
So this is interesting because I've had people say this before a few times over the years that either EA is giving us less events than they have in the past or more events than they have in the past. This year, somebody actually said, we had more events this year than we've ever had. We haven't. So an event, we constitute an event as an App Store update where your screen changes. We've had six every year since the game started. Six. It's never changed. You get a update in February, you get an update in April, you get an update in June, you get an update in August, you get Halloween in October, and you get Christmas in December. You get six updates a year. It has never changed. The difference now is they used to do level updates, now they do mini events. So the mini events maybe are making you guys feel like there's more stuff happening, but honestly, or more or less stuff happening, but honestly, it's all about the same. It really is no different. If they're trying to play a card with giving you more updates or less updates, more content, less, it's all the same, guys. It has not changed. Now the quality of what you're getting has changed. Some events are really good. Some events are not. Although that's kind of been the same pattern as well. But it's the same. So they're not giving you more content. They're not giving you less content. There's nothing changing with it. So that's not going to give you a hint about what's happening in the future. And I think EA will continue to give you the updates because they're not that expensive to do. So as long as the game's making money, they'll continue giving you updates. I think when the game stops making money for them, they just pull the plug. I don't even think
here's something people need to understand too. there's a fiduciary responsibility that EA has to people that have spent money. So what they do in almost every case is they put out a notice that they're no longer going to continue to do updates, but the game stays live for a protracted period of time, usually a year. During that year, they will send periodic reminders and warnings they no longer allow people to spend money on the game. The whole thing pretty much goes into static mode, except for just game, regular gameplay. At the end of that period, whatever that is, 6 months, a year, they send out several warnings that they are going to take it off the server. And so it, nothing happens overnight. It's not like they pull the plug and now it's dead. You know, it's kind of like, you know, a cancer patient or something. You know when the end is going to come. They tell you. So
they did that with Monopoly. They ended the Monopoly game probably back when the blog first started. And I remember that was like an announcement. And it just,
That's they've done that with lots of games. Lots of games. Even their big console games. They will do a big announcement, and it takes a long time before they wind down. Because people have invested money, and they want to avoid suits. They want to avoid lawsuits for stealing my money and closing the game down. So, anyway.
It's funny all this doom and gloom comes, because based on this event being such a horrible event, quote-unquote horrible event, yet when you talk about mini events, the last mini event right before this event was arguably the best mini event we've ever had with Amber. And
so I agree.
It's like, like 2 months ago, everyone was like, "Oh, this is the best mini event ever. This game is for," and now it's a bad event. Oh no, the worst event. This game's gonna end within the next month or two.
Welcome to being a human being, right there. It's the worst ever. It's the best ever. It's the worst ever.
That happened. We heard this a lot last Christmas too. People said the same thing. So, Canada88 says, I was more in between never ever and not near but soon, so I picked never. I think the game will go on sometime after the show ends, before the game will stop.
Likely.
And finally, Charles adds, the show will never end. Syndication. Simpsons will live on forever. Actually, funny story, the other day I found Riley had my phone and she was watching Mickey on my phone, and all of a sudden I heard Mickey stop and she was still talking to my phone. She opened up my Simpsons and was talking, my TSTO game, and was talking to the characters in the game. No joke. It was pretty funny. And then I took it away from her and she got very upset. So she truly is the tiny addict.
Here we go.
So let's talk about our next episode. We're gonna do our Thanksgiving episode. Hopefully we will have a mini event to talk about. The episode after that, we're gonna do our Christmas speculation episode, where I will beg EA to not ruin Christmas for me. So let's talk about what we can kind of expect as a pattern for what's going to happen in the next event after that. So this event ends Tuesday, the 14th. This follows that 6 week pattern. I think what will happen is we'll see a Thanksgiving event, because Thanksgiving in the US is, the Thursday after, this event ends. So that's the 24th, I want to say?
Yeah.
23rd. I should know that. So I think what will happen is the Wednesday after, so the 15th, we'll see a Thanksgiving mini event. It'll be the same mini event format we've had. Probably just a lot of retrended Thanksgiving items, because there's only so much Thanksgiving they can give you with The Simpsons, which is why Thanksgiving I don't think has ever been a big event. And we'll probably have some other theme to it. And then we'll see 2 weeks after that. Let's see. So 2 weeks after that is
the 28th.
Yeah. So I think that we'll see Thanksgiving run until the 28th or 29th. Then I think we'll get an episode tie-in, that'll go to the next week. And then I think we'll see Christmas on the 5th. I think November 28th is too early for Christmas. I don't think they'll put, not in my house. It's not too early in my house. Christmas decorations will be up on the 24th, but, I think November 28th is a little too early to see Christmas in TSTO. So I think the 5th is when we will see Christmas hit our games. Hopefully it won't run 6 weeks. I like what they did last year. They made it 4 weeks, so Christmas ended before the new year ended. So that's kind of what I think will happen. If you follow past history, that's also kind of what's happened. You guys kind of agree with that, or you?
Well, the extra 2 weeks after the first is kind of an add-on, not an add-on. It always ends up being a New Year carryover for 2 weeks that is whatever. So you can call it the end, a 2 week extra holiday, part of a 6 week, or it could be 4 and 2. I don't know. Yeah, that seems to be that's the pattern.
And for DSAPA, DSAPA, I forgot about this. They asked about Black Friday. I do think we're going to see a Black Friday sale. So I think we're going to see Thanksgiving on the 15th. I think Thanksgiving will run 2 weeks, but I think on the 24th, which is Black Friday, we will see a Black Friday sale happening, and that'll probably go through Cyber Monday, which is the 27th. That's pretty normal. So I do think we'll get that as well in there, which Black Friday is going to just be rehashed items for sale at a discounted rate. Always happens. I would love it if EA gave us discounted donuts, but I think it'll be the other. Seth?
I have to say, Black Friday is my favorite event of the year. I was purely premium for the first couple of years, so I used to like save up donuts anytime I got gift cards for birthdays or anything like that. And bought a couple boatloads of donuts, and I would save them until Black Friday. On Black Friday, so I'm really hoping for Herb Powell and a couple other characters to be on sale this year for Black Friday. So EA, Herb Powell, please. He's number one on my wish list right now.
And I mean, since the next time we'll be together, which will be 2 weeks, which is November 18th, we should have the Thanksgiving event already, mini event. What are you guys thinking? We'll see. Happy Tapper says that he believes we'll get a Thanksgiving mini event about fast food or overeating, as we got a teaser in the latest takedown description about Fried Food Fest. We could see some fast food boulevard buildings, maybe Fat Bart or Flob or Flabaway Camp. I will just add one thing. Sam, I think that the Fried Food Fest was a mention of the county fair, only because generally, at least in America, county fairs are associated with a lot of fried food, like everything from fried butter to fried vodka to fried Snickers to fried. Like,
I still can't figure out how they'd fry liquids, but I don't
want to know. They freeze it.
They freeze it. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There we go. This is the weirdest world. I'm just saying. Go ahead.
Saf, what do you think we'll get for Thanksgiving?
The only thing I request for Thanksgiving is please no more Thanksgiving tables. I feel like we have enough of those different types of tables with turkeys on them. It would be nice to get some fast food restaurants. But, like you said, fast food restaurants could have been a reference to the previous mini event. But I think Sam had mentioned that earlier on the comment boards, and that's really what I thought it was going to be a bunch of fast food events. So now I'm kind of curious what they might do instead. I think we'll just get to get those pilgrim. Those will be back, and yeah.
I don't have any kind of a real. I mean, I think the cornucopia is going to show up again, one way or the other. So, oh wow, holy moly! This, look at this, how close this deer is. He just walked right by me. Anyway, sorry. I don't know. It's a weird.
Broke your phone, Pat. There you go.
Sorry. Anyway, it's a weird. What am I trying to say? It's a weird
holiday
time of the year for them, because it really is kind of a carryover. Black Friday really matters, and I don't know how much more food they can do. That's the thing. We'll see. We'll see.
So, I mean, in the past we've gotten, you know, Thanksgiving a lot of times is family. So in the past we've gotten Jacqueline Bouvier as well. She was a premium item, but she came in the game. So I'm wondering if this might
Sarah be Wiggum.
A perfect opportunity to get Sarah Wiggum in the game. Bring family Please. Back together. Because
that'd be good. Let's go with that.
Generally, that's what Thanksgiving is about. So I'm hoping, fingers crossed, we see Sarah Wiggum in the game. But I've been waiting for 4 years for my giant toilet to show up, so I have no expectations anymore.
Well, you got the mini toilet.
Thanksgiving overeating in a giant toilet would fit right in.
So. Exactly, right? So full disclosure, I'm not a big fan of Thanksgiving either. But that has more to do with people dying and not anything else. So
we get it. You're actually kind of just a Christmas person. I get it. Okay, that's fine.
Well, November in our family is we got married in November. My daughter was born in November. My husband's birthday's in. We have my husband was looking at the calendar the other day. He's like, we have a birthday every week in November. So, but I just don't like Thanksgiving because. Sad story. Sorry, guys. My grandma died on Thanksgiving. She walked in the house and died. Literally. Walked in the house.
Whoa.
So I'm just not a Thanksgiving fan. So, and I'm saying that with a smile on my face, but it was 10 years ago, but I'm slowly getting over it because my husband's a big Thanksgiving fan, but just not a huge, it's not as silly as my candy, but I've got a lot of traumatic things happening to me.
you're forgiven. That is one of those events that would forever change the event. I get it. Okay.
I mean, she was full disclosure. She was like 88. And it was like 10 years ago. So actually more than 10 years ago, it was 2001. So,
hey, my dad died on my birthday. It's ruined forever now. Okay. Just so you know, I get it.
Well, good. I don't have to get your present this year.
Yeah. That's right.
So
send me some free donuts. So I have the donut farm.
There you go. So, I think Thanksgiving might be a good opportunity for them to bring Sarah Wiggum into the game. You know, I mean,
Thanksgiving is also associated with football. So, I mean, they could do something football related too. But there's really not much as far as the show that they haven't already done in terms of Thanksgiving that they could do that I can think of right now off the top of my head. I mean, I feel like that's why every year we keep getting a different cornucopia or a different Thanksgiving table.
So a couple of funny comments that popped in. Ebron says, maybe Trump will refuse to pardon the turkeys and they will take refuge in Springfield. which is funny because Riley had to do a disguised Tom the Turkey project. She's not even two yet and she had homework. So we worked on that this week, really, which meant Mom did it and Riley just colored. But we had to hide Tom Turkey so no one would eat him. So that's kind of funny. And Charles says, boring event. Dig hole, catch fish for fertilizer, plant corn, harvest, battles between Indians and invaders. That's what he thinks Thanksgiving's going to be.
Okay, then.
And
where's Leif Erickson in that? Come on.
And Happy Tapper says, the other teasers in the description were clashing colors, except Sam, it was colors, C-O-L-O-R-S, and an all-town alliteration altercation. What do you think those could mean? The alliteration altercation, I think if you guys read my posts, the beginning of it, I said wizards waving wands, beasts to battle. That's a lot of alliterations about altercations.
Yeah.
So I think that could be what that is. Just my own.
I think the tease has been teased. I think we're done with that.
Yeah, tease. I think the past one, maybe one or two things will pop out. Maybe you're right about the fast food, Sam. I don't know. Maybe the colors thing means something. But we'll see with the next, when this event ends, we'll get another description. And that'll usually give us more. So that's my own take. All right, so a couple more things before we wrap up. CJ Brown says, I believe this game app will continue until The Simpsons ends its broadcast on Fox, even though I must admit the game has slowly gone downhill, probably due to EA cutting back. And then it's off to join everyone at Futurama. And Silly Boy says, sorry I missed the episode live. Go Huskies, beat the Ducks.
we've been debating that for a while. I'm going to just come right out and say, as much as I love the Ducks, I think their chance of beating the Huskies today is rather slim, particularly if our real quarterback doesn't come back. It could be a really long day in Ducksville. So I'm actually rooting for the Huskies when I'm not rooting for the Ducks, because they're our only chance for a Pac-12 team to get into the playoffs. That's it. Enough said.
So, and Why Do You Need to Know says, what happens, is a question, what happens with daylight savings time in the game? Do the tasks end an hour earlier or take an hour longer? Nothing happens. The clock resets. They actually, I think they adjusted for it already. So it's 7 instead of 8. So it's the same amount of time. It's just nothing happens. 4 hours is 4 hours. So at 4 hours, they'll end. As far as timing is concerned, nothing's programmed to hit daylight savings time changes, so that won't impact anything. But going forward, everything will now hit at 4 a.m. Eastern time instead of 3 a.m. Eastern time. Yes, I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Because now everything is 8 o'clock GMT. So when it falls back, I don't
know. No, it's going to be 3 a.m.
falls back, it's 5 hours, right?
Right now, all the acts in the Eastern East Coast, they hit at 4 a.m. But so between daylight, yeah, it'll be 3 a.m. for the next 6-7 months or so.
I should know that. I wake up. I just
so what I think he should do, what I think that reader should do is stay up till 2 a.m. and watch his phone. Just sit there and watch his phone until something happens and let us know what that is.
Well, funny story. My husband and I got married. November 2nd of 2013, we got married, and that happened to be daylight savings time ended. So the next day, our wedding gift to everyone was an extra hour of sleep. My little sister stayed up with a bunch of people at the after party, and actually they all watched their phones to see what would happen, and they actually recorded it, and the time jumped. It went from 3 and then it fell back to 2. It was kind of funny. Or it went for 2 and fell back to 1.
It goes from, I think it goes from 1:59 back to 1.
So something does happen, time travel. And Safi, a question for you, because you're probably the best one to answer this. Ebron wants to know, so where did Dracula come from in Jessica Button's world? I really don't get it. I think she meant Angelica Button, but she wants to know how Dracula fits in with this.
It doesn't really, it fits as much as Werewolf Flanders does. Pretty much. I think that was their connection to Werewolf Flanders. The connection to Angelica Button is Slithers and Lord Moneymort. I love having Slithers in my town. And now I have like the Lord Moneymort Towers, which are pretty cool too, another skin for the towers. And hopefully in a couple days I'll have Lord Moneymort too. But yeah, there is no connection with Dracula. Dracula tomorrow, which will give me, or no, I'll have Dracula today, which will give me Count Dracula. No, sorry, I'm talking about the Burns. I'm mixing them up. We'll have Lord Burns, Moneymort. We'll have Burns. We'll have Dragon Burns. And we'll have Robo Burns. So there's going to be 4 versions of Montgomery Burns roaming our Springfields.
And Patrick, you thought the future event was crazy with Lisa, Bart, and Maggie.
So I have a question. Going back to our previous question, I want somebody in Australia who's one of our Australian readers. What I've always wondered is that if when the time flips, you know, when you do that 1 hour time flip, if the bathroom toilets circle the other way for an hour, if there's like an hour where the vortex actually hits all the way and down south, down under, the water actually swirls backwards for an hour. I would like someone to tell me on that. Okay, sorry.
So all our friends in Australia, you have homework. So does anyone else have anything they want to add, or should we wrap up, or?
I'm not opening up any doors. I'm done.
Well, since it was a Halloween episode, did anybody dress up? Did you dress up for Halloween? I know Alyssa did.
No, we are at the stage now where we just open our door 160 times for trick-or-treaters. So we had, Deb, my wife, Mrs. Patrick, is a school teacher, and so she always tells her students to come by and trick or treat, and they do, and they show up, and past students show up, and everybody shows up, and it's really cute. It's pretty funny because you see kids that she had 6 years ago are still coming to our house, so there's a lot of that. Oh, look how big you are! What are you? Take one piece of candy, please.
A terrible Mrs. Miller impression.
I know. I'm I don't even try and do my wife like in that way.
Safi, I know you said you dressed up at work.
Yeah, I dressed up as Bruce Wayne. I was the only person who dressed up. we wore business professional clothing. So I wore like a regular shirt, but with like Batman cufflinks, Batwing cufflings. And I had another Batman shirt. I'm a big Simpsons and Batman fan. I was wearing another Batman t-shirt underneath with the bat symbol showing. And I had my little bat pen that has a bat signal on the end. So I would just flash the bat signal on all these walls and ceilings. And then the next day, for Blue Jays fans, I got to meet Jerry Howarth, the voice of the Blue Jays, all the games. And then on Thursday, it was a pretty eventful week. Right at the end of the street, we have a community center and gym and library that I go to. And Mr. Prime Minister Pierre Elliott Trudeau's son, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, was there. So my brother-in-law got a selfie with him, and I got to shake his hand. My mom got to meet him. So it was really cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Productive week.
Yeah, we'll trade you. Never
mind. No. He can stay in Canada. Thank you.
All right. Okay.
Not that I'm saying anything about our current president. I'm just saying Trudeau can stay in Canada. Okay.
So we know what your we know what your Halloween was like. You were dressed up as a ER attendant, right?
Yeah. One second. I now have the cold. Yeah. So for those who actually no one knows except for these two, unfortunately, Riley was sick on Halloween. The photo I shared on the site was actually from the weekend because we did Trunk or Treat on the weekend, which she absolutely loved, but she was Minnie Mouse. But I got a phone call from school at about noon that Riley had a really high fever. So I took her to her pediatrician. The best phone call, the best conversation a parent can ever have with a pediatrician is the pediatrician looking at you and saying, you need to go right to the ER. Riley was diagnosed with pneumonia. So we've been doing fun breathing treatments. Thank God she wasn't admitted. But we were at the ER pretty late on Halloween. So it's been a rough week. I've been home all week with her, which is also why I'm kind of behind in some posts as well. But we've been doing 6 breathing treatments a day, which is not fun because I've got a 1-year-old or 2-year-old almost who is hopped up on steroids. So you can imagine her. She's the delight, a joy to be around right now. But thank God she's getting better. Every day. So now when she cries, she can actually cry, where before she cried and nothing came out. So yeah, it was an eventful Halloween for me. I just reaffirmed my hatred of Halloween, quite honestly. Thank God Riley's little enough that she won't really remember any of it. Hopefully it doesn't scar her for life on Halloween. And unfortunately now I have a 2-year-old who very likely has will have to go on an inhaler for the rest of her life. So fun times. So sorry to end everything on such a sour note. Actually, I'll end on a positive note that guys, look for a contest coming up soon. Well, not a giveaway, I'll call it, coming up soon. We're going to do something during Christmas. We're going to give something away. So look for that coming soon. It's kind of something fun. If you need a little teaser about what it might be, it looks like this. So we're going to do something like that soon. So look for that. And I don't know. Actually, do we have any? Let's see.
I should say the contest is being sponsored by Scientologist.
Yes.
just need to get that reference in.
A couple more reader comments. I just want to get in.
Okay, I'm just going to warn you. My battery is going dead.
Okay.
I may disappear. So.
Fred just says loves Thanksgiving. And Charles wants you to know, Pat, in Europe, they stopped the trains for daylight savings. So on that note, we will see everyone. We'll be back in 2 weeks, November 18th. That will be our Thanksgiving episode. And thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Remember, you can always catch us at tstoaddicts.com for everything TSTO, The Simpsons, and beyond. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook at TSTOaddicts. Until next time, friends.